Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is November 8th, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. Tesla will build a giant chip factory called Terafab to meet its growing demand for AI compute, Elon Musk announced at the annual shareholder meeting on the 6th of November 2025. Existing suppliers such as TSMC and Samsung cannot supply the volume Tesla says it needs for full self-driving training and the Optimus humanoid robot. Initial capacity is 100,000 wafer starts per month, with a long-term target of up to 1 million wafer starts monthly, roughly matching TSMC's current output. The project aims for full vertical integration, will take years and cost dozens of billions of dollars, and may involve Intel as a transitional partner. Ilya Sutskever alleges a sustained pattern of lies and manipulation by Sam Altman, according to newly filed court documents. Sutskever made the claims in testimony in the legal dispute between Elon Musk and OpenAI and said he kept a 52-page memo documenting Altman's behavior over 1 year. He describes Altman as deliberately pitting executives against one another, creating mistrust and undermining collaboration. The documents suggest Altman's sudden dismissal in November 2023 was the culmination of months of frustration, not an impulsive decision. The board reportedly acted to protect the company, and Sutskever's records aim to show those concerns were well-founded. Altman's credibility is again under scrutiny.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. Mozilla released NELM, a Python package that provides a unified API for many large language models in version 1, described as stable for production. It spares developers from per-model adapters. Connected models can run in the cloud or locally and switch via an asynchronous API. Client connections are reusable to improve performance. NELM standardizes reasoning output and alerts users when API modes or endpoints change. An optional multi-tenant LLM gateway handles budget and key management for enterprise. GitHub lists providers including Anthropic, Azure, and Databricks. The tool requires Python 3.11 and API keys in an environment variable. Planned additions include batch support, more LLMs, and libraries like MCP Daemon. Google has integrated the file search tool into the Gemini API. Developers can connect their own files through a vector database so Gemini Answers can be grounded in specific content. The tool handles storage, file splitting, vector search, and inserting discovered content into a request. Use is free. Only the initial indexing is billed at $0.15 per 1 million tokens. Supported formats include PDF, DOCX, TXT, and JSON. Responses include automatic source citations. Google says the tool is used for internal search systems and chatbots. Documentation and a demo version are available in Google AI Studio. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.